Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox. I would like to welcome you to the Sunday Book Review. The Sunday Book Review is the series where I discuss books which impact the compliance practitioner, the legal professional, and the business professional. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Now, a quick word from the sponsor of the Compliance Podcast Network, Ethico.
Are your compliance efforts fragmented and cumbersome? Ethico's integrated disclosure solution is your answer. By unifying your processes, we bring clarity and efficiency to your compliance operations. Just imagine a system that not only streamlines, but also enhances your ability to make informed decisions. It's time to move away from scattered efforts to a cohesive, powerful compliance strategy. Discover the power of integration with Ethico. Start at ethico.com/CPN to book your demo and delve into our exclusive white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance. And you can also utilize our free ROI calculator. Unify, simplify, and amplify your compliance efforts today.
The Sunday Book Review for March 10, 2024. Today we take things in a very different direction as I indulge in my love of jazz, and we look at perhaps the greatest jazz album ever recorded, Kind of Blue. We have four books that talk about the album. The first one is Ashley Kahn's Kind of Blue, The Making of Miles Davis' Masterpiece. Second, Eric Nissenson's, The Making of Kind of Blue, Miles Davis and His Masterpiece. And finally, next, Richard Williams' The Blue Moment, Miles Davis' Kind of Blue and the Remaking of Modern Music. And a new book out, Three Shades of Blue, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and The Lost Empire of Cool by James Kaplan. The recording session, as I said, was one of the greatest ever. The three major participants, Miles Davis, obviously one of the greatest stars in jazz, John Coltrane, a saxophone virtuoso and fearless explorer of music, and Bill Evans, who redefined the concept of the piano trio and rewrote the rules of many jazz harmonies. The recording session itself, it was a masterpiece in both structure and improvisation with all three of these legendary players focusing on their own speciality. Ashley Kahn takes a deep dive into the music, focusing on the master tapes and the sessions which led to it. Richard Williams, who noted that the album was recording in the stunningly short time of only 9 hours, puts the recording in the wider cultural context, showing how the record influenced such diverse artists as Stephen Reich and all the way to the Velvet Underground. Eric Nissenson also takes a deep dive into the sessions themselves through extensive interviews and access to rare recordings. He pieces together the entire story of this 9-hour session, laying bare the genius of all three involved and really going to the heart of the music and the musicians themselves. In our final book, James Kaplan takes a look at the three artists in a way that has not been done before and hopefully will give you a wider context for this album and its times. I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll check out one or more of these books. As I mentioned, this month's sponsor is Ethico. I have paired with Ethico to write a white paper on the ROI of compliance, and Ethico has put together an ROI calculator for your compliance program to help you in budgeting battles. I hope you will check it out. Check out the website for the link. I hope you will check out the latest edition of the Compliance Podcast Network, the Compliance Tip of the Day, where each day in 5 minutes, I give you one compliance tip that you can incorporate or aggregate several tips together. I know you'll enjoy this new show. Join me in January for 31 Days to a More Effective Compliance Program, where I give you a tip a day for your compliance program. Next, check out the award-winning Data-Driven Compliance, which is a podcast where I look at the use of data in compliance programs. This is perhaps the most cutting-edge podcast I have going right now, and if you're interested in how data can be used, how to structure a data analytics program, what tools are available out there for you, and how compliance practitioners are using data, this is certainly the podcast for you. Finally, if you have not done so, check out Two Gurus Talk Compliance, where every other week, Christy Gant, Grant Hart, and I get together to talk about compliance and review Florida Man. The Sunday Book Review is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.